WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that touches every single one of us: communication. Seriously, think about it. Whether you're navigating your relationship with your partner, trying to build a killer team at work, or just wanting to be less of a grumpy grump with your family, communication is key. But here's the thing, most of us don't exactly have a superpower when it comes to talking things out effectively. We get caught up in our own heads, we say things we regret later, and sometimes, well, let's just say conversations can feel more like an obstacle course than a walk in the park. That's where mindfulness steps in, my friends. By bringing awareness to our words, our tone, and even our body language, we can transform those awkward interactions into genuine connections. And trust me, your relationships will thank you for it. So, what are some powerful ways we can practice mindful communication? First up, active listening. It's not just about hearing the words someone is saying, but truly understanding their message. Think of it like being a detective, piecing together clues from their tone, their facial expressions, and even the silences between sentences. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? Yeah, me too. But when we actively listen, we show respect, build trust, and create space for deeper understanding. Second, choose your words wisely. This one's a no-brainer, right? Think before you speak, especially when emotions are running high. Instead of saying "you always" or "you never," try something like "I feel hurt when," or "I need." See the difference? It's all about taking ownership of your feelings and expressing them in a way that invites understanding instead of defensiveness. Third, embrace empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, try to understand where they're coming from. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything, but it does mean showing compassion and creating a space for open dialogue. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own baggage, so be kind, be understanding, and let the empathy shine through. Fourth, practice nonviolent communication. This is all about expressing your needs and feelings honestly and respectfully, without resorting to blame or criticism. It's like a superpower for navigating tough conversations with grace and ease. Think of it as a win-win situation. You get your needs met, the other person feels heard and respected, and everyone walks away feeling good. And finally, remember that communication is an ongoing process. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-awareness. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep striving for those meaningful connections. Because trust me, the journey is worth it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, things are going great, but then bam, a tiny disagreement sparks up about who's doing more chores around the house. Before you know it, you're both feeling defensive, the conversation is getting heated, and suddenly, that romantic evening feels like a battlefield. Sound familiar? I've definitely been there. But here's how mindful communication can save the day. Instead of launching into an attack or making passive-aggressive comments, take a deep breath. Acknowledge your partner's feelings, even if you don't agree with them. Say something like, "I hear that you're feeling overwhelmed by the chores. How can we work together to make things more manageable?" See the difference? It shifts the focus from blame to collaboration, and before you know it, you're finding solutions instead of arguing. So remember, folks, mindful communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting with others, fostering understanding, and building stronger relationships. And that's something worth striving for, right? Take a moment to reflect on how you can incorporate these tips into your everyday interactions. Start small, maybe listen more attentively during your next conversation, or choose your words carefully before sending the text message. You'd be surprised how much of a difference it can make. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could benefit from a little mindful communication magic. You know, those friends who always seem to have their heads stuck in their own drama. Yeah, they'll thank you later. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm and remember, good communication is the key to unlocking amazing relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.